study guide, muscles. The points of muscular attachment are called origin and insertion. The origin end is attached to the more or less stationary part of the skeleton and mostly by fleshy attachment. The insertion end is attached to the more movable part of the skeleton and attachment is invariably by means of a tendon, although both ends may be tendinous. General rule, the insertion always moves toward the origin. Belly, the intermediate fleshy part of the muscle. Tendons, collagen fibers in regular arrangement. They give muscle their remarkable tensile strength. Tensile strength is the load necessary to rupture a given material when pulled in the direction of its length. Tendons can be short and thick, long and narrow or sheet-like. Aponeurosis. Sharpie's fibers are a very firm attachment of tendons to bones at sites of insertion by a continuation of their collagen fibers, which penetrate deeply into the solid substance of the compact bone and fan out within it. So strong is this attachment that even with severe traction injuries, the tendon does not pull out of bone but instead the tendon tears within its substances or a fragment of bone is pulled out with the inserted tendon. This is called an avulsion fracture. Tendon tissue has a very low metabolic rate. This is essential if it is to carry loads and remain in tension for relatively long periods without risk of ischemia, loss of blood to an area, and necrosis, death of tissue due to loss of blood to area. However, when injured, this low metabolic rate causes a slow recovery. All movements are the result of the action of many muscles when the muscle or muscles causing the movement must have a stable base. The bone, or bones, not actually engaged in the movement provide an attachment site for one end of the muscle or muscles but must be stabilized by other muscles too. Many muscles can cause movements involving more than one axis, yet it may be that only one of their actions is needed for the movement. Thus, even a single movement may require the cooperative action of a relatively large number of muscles, each performing its own particular task in producing a single, well-coordinated movement. It is seen that muscles have various roles and that what their particular role is at a given moment depends upon the requirement of that movement. The definitions of these roles are as follows. 1. Prime mover or agonist, chief muscle or member of a chief group of muscles responsible for a particular action. 2. Antagonist, produces the opposite effect from the agonist. It has to relax when the agonists contract. 3. Synergist, not actively engaged in the movement but is necessary for a smooth, well-coordinated movement that normally occurs. These muscles contract to steady or to support some part of the body against the pull of gravity. That is, many muscles originate at the scapula, which needs to be held firmly against the back. The deltoid muscle abducts the shoulder but pectoralis minor, rhomboids, trapezius, serratus anterior and subclavius stabilize the scapula.